You're listening to The Paul Higgins Show, the place for ambitious tech consultants scaling to live better. After 18 years as a global leader and having a successful tech consulting exit, I'm sharing what's working now to transform emerging tech consultants worldwide into trusted consultants that attract the best clients and deliver measurable results. When you're ready to level up your clarity, results, and freedom, begin with the free strategic profits blueprint available at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint. Imagine this. You've come out of a life-changing surgery and all you can think about is one more step. Hello, this is Paul Higgins and welcome to the Paul Higgins Show. This is a solo show and it'll be nice and short. Today I will talk about my 5th anniversary, how one more step made all the difference, and how one more decision by you can make a huge difference in your life. February the 28th, 2019, I was given a life-changing kidney transplant by a close mate, Brendan. He was a perfect match, and the surgeon said the kidney worked straight away, so much so that I owed him an apology for a little accident. Brendan was out in 2 days, and he walked to the base camp of Mount Everest 5 months later. Extraordinary tenacity and bravery, and I'll always be grateful for what Brendan has done. I could walk after 2 days and set my mind on making it to the highest point of the hospital grounds, not Mount Everest base camp, but it was felt like my Everest. On the fourth day, I made it out of the ward and out the front door, which shocked a lot of the medical team, I can tell you now. The bad news is I didn't make it all the way. The good news is, though, I was allowed to go home. 2 days for Brendan, 4 days for me, some record, according to the surgeon. In March, I was back in the hospital with complications, and each time I would attempt the walk again up that hill. It was very steep, and the pain was excruciating, but a goal is a goal, and I'd set my mind to it, and I was going to do it. It's a bit like running your own business. I think there's a lot of similarities. You think you are progressing well and then you hit a curveball or a curveball is thrown at you. It could be lead sources drying up, team members leaving, a client doesn't pay, a client decides to go another way, you lose a major client. You know the feeling. No matter what the headwind is, you keep taking those steps, one step at a time. I eventually made it to the top. It would not have been possible without the support of others, though. So firstly, Linda, my wife, who I'm forever in love with and grateful for my children, Liam and Tamsin, who are an immense support, my mum and dad, and mum passed away in July of 2019, so after my transplant. She had the exact same condition as me, polycystic kidney disease, but because she was a lot older, she didn't have the opportunity to have a transplant like Brendan. And Brendan's like a, I suppose, an additional son for her. She's known him for over 30 years. And yeah, the joy that it brought mum to last as long as she did on dialysis to see a different outcome for me was amazing. Also, there was a lot of other friends and family that supported both me and Linda through the whole ordeal. And lastly, my medical team, who were a massive support and continue to be so. You know, I was in such poor health, I was open to their support. But in business, we sometimes struggle without seeking the support we need. It would make sense if we asked for help to get to our destination quicker than doing it all alone. But sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. You know, sometimes we can be the reason that our business doesn't improve. And often in my mentoring conversations, people will come to that realization. They'll say that, you know, it looks like I'm the one that's holding my business back. And I sort of nod and we get it. Last week, I went back to the hill and I was overcome with emotion. 5 years. I've achieved so much in 5 years, but none of it would have been possible without the kind donation of Brendan. And all I did was take one step after that operation, one step towards a goal. And what I want you to do is think about what's that one step for you? What's one thing tomorrow that you can do in business and life to start your next journey? If you're aren't a registered organ donor, please consider it. See you next time on the Paul Higgins Show for more quick and simple ways to grow your tech consulting business and live more of the life that you want now. Time for action. Subscribe, comment, and let me know what you like best about this episode. Plus, get the Strategic Profits Blueprint at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint.